Hey, this is John Lee Dumas from EO Fire, and you're listening to Elective Rotation with Pharmacy Joe. You must be prepared to ignite.
What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for listening to the Elective Rotation, a critical care pharmacy podcast. This is episode 13, Antibiotic Dosing in CRRT. Thank you so much to Dr. Jeff for leaving the 5-star review in iTunes about the QTC episode. Your feedback is very much appreciated, and I do read every email and review. If you find this podcast helpful, please tell a friend or colleague, or go to pharmacyjoe.com/iTunes to leave a review. You can find the show notes for today's episode at pharmacyjoe.com/episode13. We'll be talking today about three topics regarding antibiotic dosing in CRRT, or continuous renal replacement therapy. Number one, we'll review CRRT antibiotic dosing rules. Number two, we'll review CRRT antibiotic dosing exceptions. Number three, we'll discuss the prevalence of antibiotic underdosing in CRRT. The CRRT variant this episode will refer to is CVVHDF, or continuous veno-venous hemodiafiltration, as this is the only type of CRRT performed at my hospital. CVVHDF uses both convection and diffusion methods of drug and solute removal, resulting in greater drug removal than by the convection or diffusion method alone. Much of the data for the episode today comes from a paper published in Pharmacotherapy 2009 by Heinz, Matsky, and Dager. I've got the link to this paper in the show notes. Now, although this paper is 7 years old, it remains the reference paper for antibiotic dosing in CRRT by every tertiary drug reference that I've seen. Lexicomp and UpToDate, Micromedics, Clinical Pharm, Johns Hopkins Antibiotic Guide, they are all still to this day referencing this paper. And I'd like to give a thanks to Colin, my current P4 student, for confirming via literature search that this paper is still up to date. Now, before we go into the CRRT antibiotic dosing rules and exceptions, I'll just explain a little bit why I talk about things this way. With antibiotics, I've found that if you remember a broad set of rules that apply to the antibiotics, and then the few exceptions to those rules, it's just a much easier way of organizing information about antibiotics so that you can recall and apply the information to patients in the future. I discussed this method in episode 8 when I talked about my empiric antibiotic selection methods for critically ill ICU patients. You can find that episode by going to pharmacyjoe.com/episode8. Now, the CRRT antibiotic dosing rules, I've got three of them. Rule number one, the loading dose, if indicated, stays the same for all antibiotics in CRRT. Rule number two, if it doesn't require renal dose adjustment, it doesn't require adjustment for CRRT. So drugs such as linezolid, doxycycline, tigecycline, clindamycin, caspofungin, azithromycin, voriconazole, they do not require dose adjustment for CRRT. And the third rule, anything with a beta-lactam ring, fluoroquinolones, sulfamethoxazole trimethoprim, and amphotericin B are all dosed as per normal renal function when your patient is on CRRT. Now we've covered those three broad rules, we can talk about exceptions to antibiotic dosing in CRRT. I've got 5 exceptions. Number one, the vancomycin dose gets cut in half. Now the 2009 article by Heinz does give a dose range of 7.5 to 10 mg/kg Q12 for vancomycin dosing in patients on CRRT. Every time I've gone for that 10 milligram per kilo Q12 dose, I've ended up with a trough above 20. So I have changed my practice to use vancomycin 7.5 milligrams per kilo Q12 when the patient's on CRRT. Exception number two, daptomycin is either going to go to Q48 hour dosing or stay the same at Q24 hour, depending on how sick your patient is. If I do stay on Q24 hour dosing, I check the CK several times per week. Exception number three, fluconazole gets a dose increase to 800 milligrams a day. Now, this recommendation always raises an eyebrow with the provider, but there's even a paper out there that I linked to in the show notes that suggests 600 milligrams Q12 hour may be needed for fluconazole and CRRT. So after discussing that, then the doc usually thinks that 800 milligrams a day is a bargain. Exception number four, the antivirals, acyclovir, ganciclovir, get reduced from Q8 to Q12 hour dosing. And exception number five, aminoglycosides, they receive a traditional loading dose, and then I check a level in 24 hours and go from there. Since the 2009 pharmacotherapy article was published, there have been a few new antibiotics, but they still fit nicely within the rules I've described above. Doripenem dosing stays at Q8 hours. Ceftaroline has no data, but has a beta-lactam ring, so I dose it as per normal renal function. And telavancin is dosed as per normal renal function, unless the flow rates are very high, then a higher dose may be needed. And for all three of these, I've got the evidence linked up in the show notes. PharmacyJoe.com/episode13. Now, the third topic I have for today is to be vigilant for antibiotic underdosing in CRRT. It's very common for antibiotic doses to be renally adjusted prior to a patient starting CRRT. New initiation of CRRT should prompt a review of the patient's antibiotic dosing, but this doesn't always occur. I did a retrospective review a few years ago in my hospital and found about 40% of the time the patient's antibiotics did not get adjusted upwards when they should have when CRRT was started. Now it's something that I look out for all the time. There's also a paper published on this topic, which describes in another institution the prevalence of underdosing antibiotics in CRRT. And again, I've got that linked up in the show notes. How do you approach antibiotic dosing in CRRT? Do you do something other than CVV-HDF? I'd love to hear from you. Send me an email, joe@pharmacyjoe.com, or tweet about this episode using the hashtag RxJ13. That's RxJ for Pharmacy Joe, so, and 13 for episode 13. So use the hashtag RxJ13. If you haven't already received my free visual critical care antibiotic guide, scroll to the bottom of today's show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode13 to sign up and receive it. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.